92.9 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
There are many nonprofit organizations that try to help homeless people turn their lives around and get out of the cold, especially in the winter. But the people who do this very difficult work are feeling the very painful pinch of our country's economic situation. And many of these nonprofit employees may soon be on the other side of the desk. A recent survey showed that one of every three of those nonprofit staff members trying to help people find housing are worried about losing the roof over their heads because of the high cost of living. Rent rates have been on a vertical climb every year for the last decade. I know exactly how they feel, but our salaries aren't increasing to keep up with that. Across New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, there's been almost a 25% increase in homeless people in the last 5 years. That's a lot. And these are good people. People who didn't do anything wrong. Corporate America failed to pay them a decent salary for the job they did, and they just couldn't keep up. 40% of seniors aged 60 and up have lost their homes in the past few years, even though they had income from at least one, if not multiple sources. It wasn't enough. And what's truly sad is that most people in government either don't recognize how bad things are for us, or they simply choose not to see it because they can afford everything they want. There are some people working to activate programs to try to help. Unfortunately, nothing is going to put an end to the greedy landlords and corporations who keep raising the rental rates every year. It's so sad when you think about how many people making $50,000 a year, maybe even more, are out on the street living in their car. It's a situation that should be absolutely unacceptable, but nobody's making any noise about that.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.